in the future by developing the absolute bodhicitta in order to cut through the root of worldly existence, and that we develop the relative bodhicitta, loving kindness and compassion, to get rid of the attachment to just abide for oneself in the peaceful eternity.
So, since
for the Mahayana, which is the great vehicle, there are those great beings needed who have the tremendous delight in engaging themselves for the benefit of others without any feeling of strain or tiredness. So, Rinpoche requests us to listen to him with that special attitude, a frame of mind that is called the Noble Bodhicitta. And this is actually the decision or the determination one forms in one's mind to say it is for the sake of limitless being, that in number exceeds limits of space, that we have to obtain the state of unsurpassable Buddhahood. And to do so, I want a result myself to the listening process of the Dharma information, the reflecting process, and cultivating this understanding by meditation. So what Rinpoche wants to do right now is to give an explanation of a particular part of what we are studying, the outline of Mahayana, the great yana, the great carrier or vehicle, and the greatness of that great carrier is described in one of the root verses in the text. And one of these points is justifying the greatness by saying that it is endowed with seven forms of greatness. So, to explain what those seven forms of greatness are, Rinpoche previously, when he taught this text, he formed a verse to facilitate our understanding, especially for those who want to study Tibetan. And again, within the seven types of greatness, there is something contained, the point which refers to the skillfulness of the Bodhisattva, and that particular skillfulness or using skillful means in the Mahayana is explained in another verse that follows below. So we have this sheet now, everybody who studies Tibetan, that we can follow. Since there are seven lines for the seven greatnesses, it's very easy to learn the heart. The first point is called the first greatness, is the greatness of one's mental orientation or the frame of mind, the focus, however you call that. And in the Mahayana, then it is said this great frame of mind is focused on the Pitaka, means the whole the collection of treatises of Buddha's words, which refer to the Mahayana.
Deyang kolo parpa kapsu sungpe sapa samontungpa ni sungpe deno hachang ja chenpo yore tedaka gondar jitenju yang ja chenpo yore kolo tama le sungpe tene deshi nyingpo tenpen dode la sopa hachang ja chenpo tang Tedaka gondar jitenju yang ja chenpo yore se na tene ha mikpe yoram Lobjong sepe miyor hachang ja chenpo yore.
This contained like Mahayana collection of treatises of Dharma and contained in particular the teaching of the Buddha when what is referred to as the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. So this second cycle of teachings consisted in the teaching, the profound teaching of emptiness. And so all those words of the Buddha are meant here, and as well the commentaries that further explain the intention of the Buddha concerning the second turning of Dharma wheel. Furthermore, it refers to the third turning of Dharma wheel, including all the sutras that explain about the Buddha potential in all sentient beings, and then also the treatises that give further explanation to the intention of the Buddha. So in that sense, it becomes like a very vast and very profound, a great frame of mind, the focus or orientation that one takes part in with this greatness.
Tene tepa chenpo sanjung cho de semchi ji donpa hyu, tene nga tekenpa yin sanpa sanje, tene tekenpa ngane chaga mare, teken ji deno ja chenpo le mek se jite mek tepa sam, pecha le mek tepa sam mare, tene teken ji sapa da ja cheve deno le mek te, tene tusang gomsom zo kogar, tene mekpa chenpo chaga.
So when in the very beginning of some individual who he decides to follow the Mahayana path, then he forms this in the decision or the vow of the Bodhisattva, which is to the vow to engender one's mind, one's mental frame for all sentient beings. And this is not all what we have to do. It's not just merely to have this vow of Bodhisattva, but there's something more to do. And when it says here, to orient oneself towards the treatises and collection of Mahayana, one does not mean that one just sits there and stares at the books, but it is rather surrendering to the process of study, reflection, and meditation of Mahayana Dhamma.
Teyin to tikpa chenpo chu mangpo tenkor na na chok computer la chok deba samji yang pindu maare.
So Unfortunately, also this applies to tape recorders and computers, so there's no benefit, which you now assures us that we're just putting this everything in the tape recorder and the computer. It also has to be studied sometime.
Tanyi ba drupa chenpo le. Drupa chenpo rangi tuni drupa che. Rang tang yin ji tuni drupa sebe se na tini tekpa chenpo drupa te drupa chenpo le. Nyin tu ta rangjar je lami kyo na rang tun drupa yang Dandin se, Damitopi Hirabji, Dandin Jinimbo se, Dandin se pela tinte, Dandin le somme numonda donga, Sena, Teni, Rangaton, Romney Young, Yindon de Tugumare, Ten Tekwa Timbulola, Rangda Yinje Tony, Droba Yimbesena, Teni Rangin Tony, Tony Drobesena.
So then the second type of greatness is the greatness of accomplishing. Here, this is described as the benefit, the two types of benefit. Benefit for oneself and for others. This is what is the greatness of accomplishing. And somebody says, when it was just for our own sake, then we could follow the path of the Shravakayana, which provides all the means to discover the absence of a personal ego or a personality being the root of one's suffering. So by increasing one's intelligence and discovering more and more, and finally realizing that there was never such a person or an I existing, the root of suffering is cut and one's own benefit, the solution for oneself, the private solution is obtained. But just merely doing this won't result in a vast benefit for others. So since the Mahayana follower then not only has works for the benefit of himself, but on top of that, for the benefit of all sentient beings, then his accomplishment is the so far greater, and is the greatness of accomplishing.
Tikpa chimbu lo la rangin tuni drupa yina drupa chimbu rendo ta rangin tuni drupa tap the carasena tikpa chimbu lo la danda kunzup sanjuk semje gomrem dang dundan sanjuk semje gomrem ni obare dundan sanjuk semje gomrem te tsuvur tene rangatumre range Any Kanzak dancing, the chula dimber and zembe, dinzin de Ranga Simjan Trupa Jubal Seba La, Tundan Sanju Simja Gomrim Gubre, Tundan Sanju Simja Gomrim Mina, Ranga Sanju Sambata, Sema Ranga Simjan Trupa Ju Munibusena, the Ranga Trupa Jubala, Tundan Sanju Simja Gomrim Gubre, Randon Dubala. Yindon Dubala. Then the Kunzop Sanju Semji Gomrim Gobre. Carres and the Yindu Dubala Samba Simchin Tamche Deva Tang Deva Jo Geva Tanche Bala Dembar Ndoba Samba Tang Simchin Tamche Dunga Tang Dunga Jo Dekwa Tanche Bale Travel Ndoba Ninji Gomrim Tang Simchin Tamche Jitunda Sanje Jacomba Tobar Ndoba Then the Kunzop Sanju Semte Samba Ningi Kunzup Sanju Semji Gomrim Tezo, Tenetsu Yindu Drupitabre. Jim Singh Karasena Samba Ningi Sanju Semi Yuna, Teni Yindu Dugre. Samba Ningi Sanju Semina, Teni Yindu Jachimbu Dugumare. Test Drupsigre in a young Jachimbu Dugumare. Tisena Tetakpatimbu Lola. Tundan Sanjuk, same dan, Kunzup Sanjuk, same je Gomrim to Gomrim Jachimbo Yubiseno, then a rang dan yinje, twenty drop to re, rang dan yinje, twenty drop to Bachimbo.
So saying this, the greatness of accomplishing by working a bodhisattva being involved in working for one's own and benefit of others, what are the means to perform the benefit of others and oneself? Basically, there's the development of the enlightening mind in the form of relative bodhicitta that is oriented towards the way how things appear, and then there's the absolute bodhicitta that is oriented towards reality, how things really are. So we have those two. The latter one is also the profound approach, and it is the very means to cut through one's own delusion. And this delusion being in the coarse form, the idea of having a personality, this is the root of suffering, and then the more subtle delusions and all types of delusions can be cut through by the development of the absolute bodhicitta. In that sense, the development of absolute bodhicitta is mainly for one's own sake, since without that development of absolute bodhicitta, there was no possibility to cut through the finest and the most subtle traces of delusion in one's mind. So what then makes the bodhisattva work for the benefit of others? Where does this benefit come from? It comes from the development of relative bodhicitta, which is oriented towards the way how things appear, and it consists in the cultivation of loving-kindness, compassion, and enlightening mind, which is here very much commented. The loving-kindness means, it reminds us that it is the wish that all sentient beings may achieve happiness and the cause of happiness, and compassion, which means that may all sentient beings be free from suffering and that which causes their suffering. This is the involvement in unwholesome deeds. And finally, the wish that for the sake of all sentient beings, to liberate all sentient beings, one may obtain the state of enlightenment. So those three, this form the relative bodhicitta, and having those two, then in fact there is a very profound as well as the very vast approach united, and this is the greatness of accomplishing that performs benefit for oneself and others.
Chenpu sumpa te yehi che bare. Dami nito yehi che. Yehi chenpu te kanzak da meba tang chuj da meba tope yehi nita tenpe yehi chenpu re. Pena nyentu ta rang sanje namna kanzak dami tope yehi am shirap sa mato chu tamje tongpa nito tope yehi yo mare. Tekwa chenpu lola kanzak dami tang Chuja dami, dame batope, yehi chenpo ten tenpe sena, teni danda dami nito yehi che bare. Tenyang, lamsang tekpa chenpo lanli hyokpa tsamje, teni yehi chenpo chaga mare, tambo sulamje kapsu tambe chula tusamse tungpa nila, da Kanzak da meba to chuja da meba la to some say, lobjong say. Then a jolanji capsule Kanzak da meba to tomba niche, tong gom. Gom na tenin tonanji capsule dami, nimusum to toba capsule, tenin money, yishi chimbo chaga. Lamsang aso tequa chimbo bare, yishi chimbo chin re sana young adjacin chagger. Yishi chimbo chin machang adjacin chagger. Then young no say.
The third type of greatness, the greatness of primordial wisdom or primordial awareness, however you call it, and because it is the discovery of two types of non-existence of entity, or two types of absence of self self-entity. So this two types of absence of self means the absence of self of a person as an entity or personality, and then the absence of entity at all, like in phenomena. And so since it is not only just like in the Hinayana, the discovery that there is no personality or ego with one's own existence, then moreover it is the understanding that in all phenomena there is no entity included, there is no substantial entity in any given phenomena. In that way it becomes the great primordial wisdom. It's not just the mere wisdom or thorough understanding, prajna, of the Shravakayana, it is the prajna or jnana, the primordial wisdom of the Mahayana, that discovers the two types of absence of entity. But that type of primordial wisdom doesn't just fall in one's lap just merely entering the Mahayana path. One has to really work through the various stages and steps of the Mahayana. So first, that means that one gives rise to some type of understanding, that is correct understanding, by studying and reflecting about the meaning of the Dhamma, in particular the understanding of absence of self and person and the absence of entity in phenomena, which is emptiness. And this will form what is called the path of accumulation. From among the five paths of Mahayana, this is the first path of accumulation, mainly focusing on the study aspect, and then on the path of junction, the second path, there will be some experience of that understanding of emptiness or absence of self. And on the path of seeing, the third path, a direct cognition, direct discovery of that absence of self and of emptiness occurs. It's important to understand that there is this progressive way of approaching primordial wisdom, great primordial wisdom. If one was just in the beginning to assume that one, in the Mahayana, one already had this great wisdom now, then it will probably just more increasing, one will increase one's pride than increase one's intelligence.
Tene dame ba ni to pa mi ke pa la tambo dami ni ke ngardam do ko mi sing go re dami ni ji do so kar re kan za ke dami ji do so nga nga da da sambe dan zin ti mi yoram shin yor te mene yore sande tene dembar khem ba te कांजक दांजे रे ते कांजक दामी जी खिरप जी दो सो रे गड़ा रे तेने चुजे दांजे ते सेदा नांग गोपो ते आचो ला निनांग मीना सनांग गोपो ले दें ये उनको मतो निसो नांखें निसो नाव नाम तो के योर कंडे इन्हें ते देंबा रे Demba trupare, Ranginji trupare, Mune yobare. Naran la demba, nama yindo, Mune demba re, sambe. Namto che chekendo. Tina, te tabu, denzinje, Namto kumiyor, demba trupandawo te, Tene, chuje da re, chuje da dang. Chuji danze ni bute ta chuji chutamje tungwa ni tu tope dene toni tope hirap jengadare dena dami ni jengada ni bute tambo yapo mo singo yore do mo hi go gre
te denpa jimba de gada yemina denpa
denpan jimba te denjin re ti miyor denpa tropa
Denpa Trupa De Shedar Di Gardare.
Denpa Trupa De Gardare, Denpa Zimba De Gardare.
So, to give rise to that great primordial wisdom, understanding of absence of entity in its two manifestations, the first thing we have to understand is what is the opposite of it. Saying absence, discovering absence of entity. First we have to understand what type of entity actually is talked about here, and what is the opposite of the primordial wisdom that discovers this. So in talking about the first, like the an absence of entity of person or ego, then the wisdom that discovers this has an opposite, which is our belief to in, or the assumption that we have that I or mine, and we say I, mine, and this kind of perpetuating this idea of having a self. And this is what is meant by the self or person of a person or individual. This habitual assumption of having an I and calling it like this and using it like this and so on. This is the exact opposite of the understanding of wisdom, the profound knowledge that discovers that there has never been such a person or entity existing. And then talking about the entity in phenomena, so basically whatever appears as dual phenomena, having an awareness of something, so there's the in our senses that we have objects that are perceived, so we have subject and object, so all these dual phenomena, in fact they never exist as an entity, but nevertheless when they appear to us as if they were existing really. And if on top of that clear, precise appearance, we really believe that they are existing, we think, oh, what I see that really exists outside and inside like this, the same way how it appears to me, then this, what is believed outside, is that entity of phenomenon. That thing what we believe that exists in the appearance to us. So this is called the entity of a phenomenon. And so we have two things there. One is the thus believed phenomenon, which we think we exist outside, and there is that tendency or the belief itself that believes that this phenomenon exists, the clinging to the reality of that phenomenon. Both of them are the exact opposite of wisdom that discovers that those phenomena from the very beginning lack an independent entity.
Tene da da me ba kandi se to ko do cheta da jin jin zur chi la nga da sang und mi yor rang na thor me de ban da wo mi bu yor te sar po me ba me na da wo rang na me de ban da wo nga nga sam gre te mi yor che mi yor te yang da da ma to bre Tene ngane sarpo sene me yombo kapso pongpo nga la mikte daad zimba tang pongpo nga tanyi mikhipa namji jang lu tang senla mikte daad zingi yore lu la ne so tepa kap devu mepa kapso nga nagando nga devu madu samte lu la mikte daad zimba tang sem chipo mepa kapso nga la chipo madu nga sem chipo madu samte sem la Same like that, and the Migre, this henna, then Pomponga itani, hina, Pomponga, la Migre, Pomponga, dad, madubatina pap, Pomponga tani, my hina, Ludan semi, dad, madubat, he go. Dada Madhubi Hi, Dangbo Tu, Tene Sam De Hirabji Jin and Hiji, Tene Tu Sam Jin Hijina, Tene Dame Pagomna, Neva Yungre. Dame Baling Himina, Dame Gomna and Neva Hira Yungare. Reba?
Tene Salvo Menagi Major de Lakarazu.
Tene Mixer de Natsam Lemipa. Natsam de Natsam de Lemigre, Salvo Kan Yomare. Pena tangbo ni xie du nga sang du lu le yang mi ge ma re sem le yang mi ge ma re nga sam ne nga sam pe nam to ring ring ji ji ge re te mi ge sa bu yo ma re
de
te ga se yo ge te te ko ran yo sa ho ma te ga se yo ge ta tso wo te lu ta sem da de ma de te ne be ko to mi ge de sa bu me tu ji yo na ya sa bu me tu ते तेल भया कले तब दोगा ते तंदे क्या क्या
So how to get that now in the real in the process of understanding that there is no self or person and no self or entity in phenomenon how we get rid of this clinging to idea of self and mind. So taking the first one, the self of person, the way that that clinging in the or this perpetuating assumption of an I and my manifest is twofold. There's one type which is like very clear, very unclear and confused state of mind that just focus inwardly, like in the same, very much like looking into a dark room without seeing anything very clearly, and referring to that very unclear focus of mind as I and mine. So it's recalling, oh, I and that's me and that's I, and without actually knowing what that name I and mine refers to. There is no reference really clearly to be seen, and it's just like looking into a dark room. That's one form. And another one is that in a very precise and clear way, things appear in our psychophysical environment, which are about appearance of body and of mind, and so those things may clearly appear, and we believe that those phenomena that form our psychophysical existence, our body and mind, are our ego. This that we say, this is mine or this is me. Mm-hmm. Let's say when our body has some pain, it aches here and there, then we say, oh, I'm sick, or this body, my body is sick, and referring to this as I or mine. So this is a very, there's a clear reference for the for what we call out this experience. We see clearly, or perceive clearly body and mental experience, then we call this I or mine. So here one has to understand that in the totality of one's psychophysical existence, which classically is divided into five sections, five set of phenomena, body phenomena, and mental phenomena. There are four then. Then, like we have the sensation, we have concepts, mental formations, or impulses, and finally there is sense awareness. So those five sections or skandhas, those sets of phenomena, have to be understood as not existing as the person. That within all the totality of one's experience, there is nowhere an entity of person or individual to be found. And it's even more important that without knowing about the term of skanda or this five set of phenomena, just in general one gains an understanding that whatever is one's body and whatever is one's mind, mental experience, body experience, doesn't have any room for that appearance of ego existing as an entity. This one has to understand, this is the most basic thing, and even if one does not know about the exact terminology. To understand, body and mind do not exist as self and mind. And this understanding has to be developed by first one gets a kind of information, one hears about it, which makes one wonder where actually in one's body and mind such a self could be and whether it is there or not. And then one sets out to make one's own research in the process of reflection and really goes into detail and looks for it, and to find, and one is to find that there is no such ego or self in what one calls one's experience of body and mind, and then one can come through meditation and so on. So this is the process of how to understand that neither in body and mind the self is contained.
Tena kanza ke danzin te korvetsa va am sipetsa va nyamon so chung tam che je tsa va donga tam che ji ke ta tsa va yin bese no tene kanza ke danzin te tele torva am te pam be che do tene dame patong gom do pare
tumna ju sipetsa va tene nyamon ji
sipetsa Korvajo, Chunjitsava, Dungajitsava. He sums in the summit.
And it is very important to know that, or to gain confidence in this. I forgot to say before, just the mere knowledge doesn't help oneself. It is very important to gain confidence in that really. Such a self does not exist. If one doesn't have that confidence based on one's own research, to just the mere knowledge of absence of self won't release one's suffering. One won't be able to have a relief from one's suffering. And here it is the opposite, it has to be very clear that when there is the existence of belief in one's in own I and mine or ego, as long as this idea is perpetuated, then this idea of I and mine is the very root of cyclic existence of samsara. And this idea also is the basis for all defects that arise, like the afflicting emotions and everything bad and worse and what can happen is comes from that idea of I and mine. And then finally it's also the root of all our suffering. When there is suffering present, we have this, then it is clearly, it's very clear that there is the idea of ego or mind, I and mine in one's experience of body and mind.
Then is Saja Chimbulo la Danzin Jin Namdo Ranga Mobu Gom Chugre Namdor Danzin Jin Namdo Mobu Gom Damna Samuel Yang Gomsor Hina Yang Lela Wayan Chagre.
In the Mahamudra way of meditating, it is also okay to just merely focus on the essence of those thoughts that believe in the I or mind. And if one is able to meditate in that way, Mahamudra meditation, focusing on the essence of those thoughts that mistakenly believe in I or mind, then it also becomes a very convenient meditation.
Danzin Mu Gombaye Danzin Randur Sebai. And cause it doesn't bang to me, does it? Saja Chimbu Lola, ne? Dancing power, Munichang. Dancing move, Gomba, eh?
Calicut.
Calicut, Tilicut,
In Mahayana, it is said that one should be friendly and gentle to each other, but if peaceful words don't do it, then one should actually use harsher means, harsher words.
Penatipa chimbu labza la shive matopa trakpo gupa la trakpo mazene yang sanju senpa la tonga yere. Tonga. Tonga. Tonga se jute kuma zonga. Sa tonga tonga. Sanga la tamsik sewa. Tipa chimbu tang. Tonga. Tonga jungre. Tonga. Labza tang garba tonga seya yerewa. Te shive mepimba trakpo gupa la trakpo mazene yang tonga jungre. Raba sanju senpa la. Gigin la tonga jungre. This is not a book.
So actually it is even against tamsik dangarwa
sanga te tikwa chimbel ol tamsik sigmare tonga sigre sanga la tamsik sigirwa.
So in the Mahayana tradition for bodhisattvas it is even considered to be a breach of one's precepts if one does not use harsh means to bring people to the right way, if peaceful means are not sufficient. So if peaceful means are not sufficient, then one has to use more harsh means to bring about the benefit of others. Otherwise it is against the, one could say, the codex of a bodhisattva.
Then it takes up your pickup so young. Trove Namjur Yang Govere, Trove. Control Laman Namjur Govere. Tiktop Lapa Capsu Yang, Contra Namjur Mina Yang, Nipachimo Yang. Contra Namjur Yang Govere. Take over it. Contra Namjur Mina Yang, Samsa Tiktop Lapa Yang.
So then, in this context, then, when one uses harsh words, it is also necessary to really have to show off anger or aggression, to have a wrathful appearance, because otherwise, if one just uses harsh words with which are not accompanied by the appropriate outer facial and so on expression, then it is also no benefit. Then it might not be
clinging that essence of that clinging to ego. Or the belief in a self entity is self liberated. False line.
Tether in young to moon to the knee. The Kansak Dami Pumpongata, the Madhubat, Tinlambate, Ramepa Gomsurte, Tumung Gomsurte, Yapu Gongore. They may not such a chimpu Gomsur Yang Yapu Gomtuma, Gomkalekabin.
So then, somebody commented and said, like, when we start actually meditating on, first we research, make this research about the existence of such an ego or self in our world of experience, and then we start meditating upon that absence of self because we didn't find any, then still this clinging to ego occurs. We have the thoughts coming up again and again that mistakenly make us believe that this ego or my I and mine exist. So we can't really get rid of those thoughts. It seems like very difficult, and we might be disheartened some point sooner or later, and then this verse really helps us to understand that actually it's not really possible to stop thoughts from arising, those thoughts that constantly misconceive the situation as in the form that it makes us believe of in an I or mine. But in the Mahamudra tradition, by merely discovering the essence or focusing on the essence of those thoughts, mistaken thoughts, and cultivating that essence, then eventually those thoughts will be led to self-liberation. They will collapse by themselves, and the self-liberation is like ice is melting, and the water that has been in the ice from the very beginning is released. So this is possible. It's not possible to get rid of the thoughts. One can't stop them or interrupt them, but it is possible to have them self-liberated, like ice is melting into water. So that's the form of way, the form of meditation in the Mahamudra tradition, but it's very convenient and everybody likes to do this. However, as the common practice and as the beginner's practice, it is very important to thoroughly engage in the research of looking for that I or ego in one's own world of experience to gain confidence in the absence of that I and ego, and to meditate on that absence of I and ego. This is very important. Otherwise, if that common or general practice is not cultivated in the beginning, a Mahamudra meditation is not very likely to happen for such a person who starts right away with that.
Dene dada madu bate, deta virang nam dog dupe chukande jina yang, dembar madu pare, dembar madu paang, rang mo madu patungba ni bashi.
Deta kum madu paseva, de dembar madu pare.
Are.
So, then talking about the second type of self or entity, and entity of phenomena. Phenomena, what is that? That is everything that can be included in such appearance of an object of awareness and the awareness of that object. So the dual phenomena contain everything in the cyclic existence of samsara and to be that transcendence of suffering, nirvana, everything that could be included in some referent for awareness and the awareness of that object is meant here. It's referred to as phenomenon. And saying that there is no self-entity in any given phenomenon is to understand or discover that such phenomena never exist independently as having a substantial essence, as something that really exists as independent entity.
Tien lbe kore, karir sena rangan namto trupe dupe zungzin ji chu tela tine rangi la rang denbar hindin chingwa yubi sena rangang dupe chu am. Rangan namto trupe dupe chu tamche denbar matrupa tien lbe kore. Yinang chu tamche yin korang chingzire mato ngaso kang chingga mato yinang chu tiso karche bo mare tien lbe goyo mare. Okula kol tuduchi nangu do te temba mare korantro nang resam gomudo ranang dupa rang nam do gu dupi chu te tini temba ta nang na yang malam ji de temba maru bu chor te yapu shi go re do mare ve
discovering here that phenomena never existed as such having a real independent entity or substance is only referring to that world of appearance of phenomena that are included in our own confusion. It is the world that is formed by all the appearances, what appears to us and which is we believe by our own mistaken concept to exist really. That world is referred to here. It is not talking about a world of somebody else, that what somebody else perceives. Whatever somebody else perceives by and believes to exist is only a trap for that person, but not for ourselves. We cannot be caught by the delusion of someone else. It is only our own delusion that grabs us into that mistaken belief of a solid, substantial world. It's very important to understand that we have to use this personal world of our own experience and concept as the basis for the research and the arisal of understanding of absence of that such entity and phenomena. So the way we have to work with the world environment that is included in our own world of appearance or delusion is very much like understanding it to be similar to a dream experience. In the dream experience, there's also the appearance the appearance of something which is empty and something that appears. We have both experience of empty and appearance. Something that is empty is like dreaming of the vast space, and somewhere in that space there is then the whole world, the globe of this earth, and which is the basis for all the appearances of our five senses, for the ones who live on this globe. So if that space was not there, that emptiness, then the globe couldn't really exist anywhere. It must have some space to exist, and within that emptiness or expanse, that openness, then there is the appearance taking place. So we have those two. And although everything that we dream of and might dream of, the whole universe below, which contains then this globe of the earth, having again all the various types of experience, of senses, then although that appears very clearly, it is just a dream. It doesn't have any substantial reality to it at all. So in the same way, we have to understand this world of everyday life, working with it, and doing this research on our own world of appearance and experience, like if we were to understand in a dream that it is just a dream.
Daming gomte, daming on some to talk while attended, dancing, say, dancing is temple new moon, dunga, tamche, say. Chuja da, chu tamche, tumba ni to topa, da mepa, on some to talk, the topa, tarsimba latin de, tene, heaves a trapa, say. Tene, heaves a trapa, tama, pachat, and jeba, saber cups, tene, some jeba.
So, how? Is it possible to achieve supreme enlightenment based on the realization of or discovery of those two types of absence of self entity? If we discover the self entity of the absence of self entity of person and realize this to the extent of a direct cognition, then this will cut the root of our delusion of our idea that we have a person, an ego, or self to defend. And again, this will remove the very basis of for all the afflicting emotions. And so this is the removing the veils of the afflicting emotion. And when secondly we discover that in all phenomena there has never been a substantial self-entity, this removes the second veil, which is also called the veil of the cognitive veil, or the veil that which veils omniscience, that which obscures our omniscience. When finally this cognitive obscuration, including its habitual tendency to come again and again, have been completely removed, even the subtle, most subtle traces of it, then this state of being totally free from any type of obscuration in mind and delusion and obscuration in mind is called enlightenment. From this we can very clearly deduct that for the achievement of supreme enlightenment, on the path to it, we have to cultivate both types of understanding, the understanding of absence of personal ego or self, as well as the understanding of absence of substantial entity in any phenomenon, understanding of emptiness. Without meditating in both ways, it won't be possible to reach that greatness of primordial wisdom of which leads to enlightenment.
Chembo yeba tsundu chembo tembare. Tsundu chembo de carre. Tsundu chembo de trami kujur. Tipa chembo lola carpa trami somdang. Trami duindang. Trami somcha sabden la sovala. Tennis same change a tondo, Sanjay Kumba dobe chedo, kavache to tsundu samguire. Tsundu sambate, tennis tsundu chembo.
So we come to the fourth type of greatness. The fourth type of greatness is called the greatness of joyous effort or striving. And joyous effort or striving is in the Mahayana has a very great implication. It is said that a bodhisattva has to have that type of attitude and joyous striving that enables him to joyously engage himself in the bodhisattva practices of Mahayana for eons. Actually, they're called countless eons. And one must be willing to do so with respectfully devoting oneself or applying the practices for countless eons. And it is said in one talks here about the three ways of describing it, which says that either one has to run through this type of application for three countless eons, or for seven countless eons, or for 31. Study seven countless eons. So compared with this path of the Bodhisattva in the Vajrayana, one says one is able to achieve enlightenment in one body and one lifetime. But actually when it comes to the application of this, there are various forms of motivation. There might be the motivation of saying, oh, well, applying the means of Vajrayana now, I'm going to have enlightenment in this one body in this lifetime, and then I will have a really nice time. So this won't lead to anything, because actually this very approach is already soaked in the clinging to oneself, or egoistic clinging, and it is the exact opposite of that type of engagement, joyous engagement for the benefit of others, which is here the greatness of the Bodhisattva striving. So as Samaji said, it is a matter of motivation, and if, on the other hand, one were to say, one really was to feel that there's a great need, there's a great need for gaining enlightenment as fast as possible for the sake of all sentient beings. And with this urgent demand in mind, then one applies all the skillful, profound means of Vajrayana, and one is sure that after gaining enlightenment, then one really is able to work for all sentient beings, and without cease, one will have emanations working constantly, uninterruptedly, for all sentient beings as long as samsara lasts. So this type of motivation for Mahayana practice is not in conflict with the joyous striving or endeavor of a Bodhisattva.
Mege du nan tamke che ki sabha. Hibeton, taar tikpa chenpo lo la tamke chenpo de kar re. Tamke chenpo te mege du nan. Mege du nan wa te tamke chenpo re. Sanju Samba, Seva Ninji Chimbo than Demba Rangatun Randu Mebala Lunak Miki do Namare Lunak Miki do Namate Sanju Samba Ninji Chimbo than Demba La Miki doin the Tikwa Maimba Gavan Juru Tabio Vesena Tinetam Kitchimbus.
We come to the fifth type of greatness and the great vehicle. The greatness of skillful means. The greatness of skillful means consists in the the fact that seven types of unvirtuous action are allowed. So what does it mean? He's referring to seven types from among the ten types of unwholesome, unvirtuous action, the seven of body and speech are allowed, permitted in certain cases where one is committing them without self-interest, only for the benefit of others. So if by doing certain things, usually called unvirtuous action in body and mind, one were to help others, and one doesn't, when there's no self-interest involved at all, then those actions do not become the cause for suffering. They're not unwholesome, but in fact they serve as an accumulation of merit. They serve the benefit of others. So in that way, actually doing those seven types of unwholesome action could become a skillful means. And why is seven? Rinpoche explains again. Then we have the ten, usually the ten unwholesome action, and they are divided in those of the mind, of the speech, and of the body. There are three unwholesome deeds or action of mind, and which is the greedy mind, an ill-wishing mind, and perverted views. Since those three mental attitudes of greediness and ill-wishing and perverted view will never become, there's never an occasion possible where those three could be virtuous, leading to happiness. So for that reason, they are not permitted, even in the Mahayana. But for the other seven of body and speech, there are certain circumstances possible where it is not only permitted, but it is kind of needed that for the benefit of others. For that reason, they are granted here, or they are permitted.
Dene mge pa lunga ke mge dun cheta na chote ola che kang ba de zuyo de sanghi.
So, in which way those seven usually called unwholesome deeds of body and speech could serve as a virtuous action for the benefit of others, Ramachi will explain tomorrow, since he has previously given that little verse of his to illustrate the way how that functions.
Topso yanda drupa chekhipa yanda pa drupa cheva de karre top so se top jo mje pe ye mande pe jo je la so pe sanje ji yin ti nam drupa yin be sen na drupa chen bo re da chom ba sam drupa ma re tin sanje ji yin ti nam top jo mje pe ye mande ba jo je so sanje ji yin ti na drupa se ba yin be sen na drupa ha jang chen bo ji du ge chi shu de zhe
sam ji de ga so ya drupa chi se ma yang drupa chi se ti
Kare.
We come to the sixth type of greatness. So there's a spelling kind of question in the root text, because the two words and of the second and the third, the sixth type, is they appear to be the same, but Trimaji suggests to remove that sango, and so it becomes like the passive form of that word. So we have, there must be an ao also to have the future form. So this then will be the greatness of what correctly will be obtained or will be achieved. And what is the greatness of that will be what correctly will be achieved or obtained in the end? This is the whole amount of qualities that pertain to Buddhahood, the 10 types of power, the 10 powers of the Buddha, the 4 types of fearlessness, the 18 distinguishing qualities of the Buddha, all form together the 32 marks of an enlightened being, and so on. So all those, there are unexcelled, wondrous marks of a full enlightened being, and there are they form that greatness of that which correctly will be achieved in the end.
Lunju trupan teneche, that dumbare, teneche mbukare, lunju trupan, bechor ta namdo mi yendo, tene semche jeton, bemi lunju tujuwa te, teneche mbuk, sangjien erwa.
So the seventh type of greatness is the greatness of Buddha activity. Greatness of Buddha activity consists in the spontaneousness of working for the benefit of others. The spontaneous way, spontaneously without any concept to manifest the benefit of all sentient beings, this is the greatness of Buddha activity. Without any strain or effort involved.
The Hizan Zule, Chembo Dundin, Sanji Tikbati, Hippe, Chembo Dundin, Dordukir.
Thus, Rinpoche says, now he has completed a brief explanation of the 7 types of greatness, which are part of the explanation of greatness of great vehicle of Mahayana.
Tongue as a drinking.